We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We should remind you that coming up on Thursday is the Caring for Kids Radiothon. Once again, we're going to ask you to help out the children's shelter, the Salvation Army, by making your donations. That's coming up this Thursday all day long. We want to raise as much money as we can. That is Thursday here on KMBZ.
We have a couple of concert announcements that could not be more different.
Uh-huh.
Although, oddly, some of the demographic will apply to both.
I think...
Some will.
I've seen both.
Okay.
I've seen both. The first one that was great, because Jamie starts... Okay, the first one is Nelly. All right.
I wasn't sure which one we were doing first. Okay.
Nelly is coming in October.
October 25th.
October 25th.
The KC Live stage.
Nelly's a rapper, if you don't know that. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, son.
Probably my first introduction to rap music right here.
That makes me feel terrible.
Me too, because even God. I have other rap music history.
What?
But I asked, okay, I said, is he the Must Be the Money Guy song?
Yeah, he is.
That's how I know him.
Yeah.
The Must Be the Money song.
He was, Nelly's got a ton of hits.
According, so I looked up his Billboard history, because I said, this is one of those shows where I'm probably going to know more music than
right.
I realize.
Right.
You know, like, that's the one big hit that I can think of right away.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are other songs of his that I would know.
You know this one?
Yeah, I know this one.
This is his first.
Which one is this?
Country Grammar. He's from St. Louis, by the way. I know it's your favorite city in the world.
It doesn't help sell me. Does not. The Must Be the Money song. What's that one called?
Ride With Me.
Ride With Me. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Same album. Same Country Grammar album.
It was great watching Jamie try to read the names of his songs off of a list.
And when you say great, you mean incredibly offensive to people as I try to read them. So it's a Friday night, October 25th, 6 p.m., KC Live block. Tickets are only $20.
How about, you know this one, right?
She'd probably have to hear the chorus.
Right, but, yeah, it'll get there. Yeah, you're right.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah, I know this one. What's this one called?
Read it. It's getting hot in.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah. Jamie's like, how do I pronounce this song?
Well, hot in. Why does it need the second R in it?
Because he's from the Lou, and that's how they talk
right.
in the Lou.
Right, it's grammar, St. Louis style. Dude, about 15 years ago, you put this song in the club.
Oh, yeah.
Dance floor.
Dude, you could put this song in the club now.
You're right,
still
yeah.
This was a number one hit.
This was huge.
In 2002.
Good God, was it really 17 years ago?
So he's had 4 number one hits.
Wow.
11 top 10, 35 songs that charted.
Man.
Here were the other number one hits.
Here we go.
Well, these are easy. Okay. I don't know if I know them. I don't know if I know these. Where the Party At?
Oh, yeah.
That was with Jagged Edge, I think.
Where the... Sure. Yeah, that song was the jam. Yeah, let me pull that one up.
That
here.
One, and then the others that we can pull up here, the other number one hits. Dilemma.
Those with Kelly Rowlands, yeah.
And Call on Me. Janet and Nelly?
Probably. Yeah.
That's what it says. So
God, yeah. This song takes me back to going partying in East Lansing at Michigan State University. That's how long ago this one was.
Which one is this?
This is Where the Party At with Jagged Edge. Nothing, Jamie?
Nope.
Okay.
Missed this one.
Surprise Grills wasn't a number one hit. That was a huge one. That was middle school for me.
All right, so let's go through the number ones. Dilemma.
Let me pull up.
Was
Nelly.
The other was Nelly, number one? Dilemma and Call on Me. Those were the other number one hits.
Let's see if I can. I got
Grills was a number two hit.
The thing. Yes. Okay. Oh God, this song.
It's from the Nellyville album.
The what?
Nellyville album.
I like how you're suddenly the Nelly expert.
He's a Nelly insider.
Go talk to Vern, Show, and Serta about that.
Oh, I bet. Oh, this was a great song.
I know this one. Yeah, You dance the same wicket no matter what song it is.
Always. I only got one move.
You do it no matter what.
I only got one move in this chair.
It's this little bounce up and down in the chair move.
See me in the dance
Whether
floor.
Whether it's fast or not, it's the same little move over there.
You got the white man's overbite, you know.
So this is Dilemma?
This is Dilemma with Kelly Rowland.
Okay, then we got one more number one hit.
What else you got?
Call on Me, Janet and Nelly.
Oh, well, if Janet's involved.
I mean, that's not Grills featuring Paul Wall, Ollie, and Gip.
Yeah, they were St. Lunatics right there.
Or Shake Your Tail Feather.
Oh,
that's
was,
a jam that right there.
That was the Bad Boys 2 soundtrack right there.
This was a number one?
Yeah.
Call on Me, Janet and Nelly. Let me fast forward.
Man.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
I don't care for
this. I don't really remember this one, honestly.
Number one hit.
I don't remember that one.
In 2006.
That's a lie.
Billboard.com.
Billboard's lying. I don't remember that one.
All right. Shake Your Tail Feather?
That's being saved.
And then the rest of these are pretty tame.
There's a long intro if you're doing the actual music
there?
Video.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
This is definitely not.
I don't think this is on Jamie's iPod.
No. Not in high rotation. In Amazon.
Yeah, huh. I can't see this one
Sorry,
being...
Sorry, parents.
This one's not playing on Jamie's iPod in any way.
No.
And the thing was, there were a lot of iPods back then.
Yes.
That were rolling with all the Nelly tracks.
He did have a big song with Tim McGraw called Over and Over.
Yeah,
and
he
that was
did.
The collab. I think that was like two... I think that was right around the same time Nellyville came out.
Yeah. I was at a
They're
concert.
They're buddies.
They are.
They are buddies, yeah.
When I lived in Milwaukee, there's a music festival up there called Summerfest, and it goes on 11 days. And the same night, Tim McGraw was playing on the main stage... Nelly was playing on one of the side stages, and I swore they were gonna one was gonna try to run to the other to the other stage. Never happened, and that would have been a cool moment. Obviously, they were both kind of performing at the same time, but that was a good song.
We can find that.
Yeah,
to come back from break. So again, he's gonna be there October 25th. That's a Friday night. Power and Live Block. Power Casey Live Block.
Power and Light.
$20 are tickets. VIP Terrace is $55. Level Up Deck is $65.
We will tell you the other concert that has been recently announced coming to Kansas City. I've seen these guys in concert before.
I don't know how much these tickets are. We can see how much you would pay.
It's at an interesting venue, I'll tell you that. Youngsters who only know Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. This was Old Town Road before.
Wait, it had by who?
Lil Nas X. This was Old Town Road before Old Town Road. It had country and hip-hop crossover.
Old Town Road's the name of the song?
Yes. It just broke the record for consecutive weeks as the number one downloaded song in the country.
This song?
No. This was Old Town Road before Old Town Road. That was Nelly and Tim McGraw. And now... There's a song out now, Jamie, called Old Town Road.
Okay, that was the part I needed. Okay, back up then. What now? Yeah.
It is a hip-hop song with country crossover. All right? Currently running.
Okay.
Currently playing. And it's getting a lot of controversy, whether it is a country hip-hop song, is a country song, whatever. That he just played from 15... Yeah, this right here. This is new. That's Billy Ray Cyrus.
It is?
Yes.
Why didn't you leave with this?
Is this clean? It better be.
I got it.
Okay.
I
got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is a tie. Number one song I downloaded. Record breaking.
Billy Ray Cyrus and who?
Lil Nas. Turn this down a little bit, please. Lil, L-I-L, Nas, N-A-S, X. Lil Nas X.
Okay.
Kids love this song. Parents... Text in how much your kids download or play this song.
I'm surprised you never heard this.
Right.
No, I've never heard it.
We don't have a station that would play it
really?
In the building. No. Country stations won't touch it because it's too much like hip hop.
Yeah.
And I don't know if are hip hop stations playing it. I don't even know.
Some country stations are, but they're getting
right. They're getting hate for it. Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute about Billy Ray Cyrus being in a hit.
This was the thing. It didn't feature Billy Ray in the beginning because it was just what you were hearing, and then the chorus was different. Billy Ray Cyrus got involved and said, no, this is a gosh darn good country song. They remixed it and brought in Billy Ray Cyrus.
And now Billy Cyrus is back.
Right.
Billy Ray Cyrus had a verse in this, and at one point he talks about having a Maserati, and because of how successful the song was, Lil Nas X bought Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati.
Right, because the song was the most downloaded song more weeks in a row, consecutively, the most downloaded song in the world.
Okay.
That song right there.
My head is spinning a little bit right now.
So the Tim McGraw Nelly song you played was a hip-hop country crossover song before Lil Nas X.
Yes,
that's where I was going with that.
But yeah. That song had country airplay. Like country, like I knew that song on country radio. The Tim McGraw song had country radio play.
Right.
So what are we talking about now?
The more you know. The more you know.
The new concert announcement. Yes, that. Now we have two minutes.
How to derail a radio show All I did was say that is the new version.
Introduce something new into my life, and then suddenly I have questions. You should know that by now.
Introduce
something to me that I don't know anything about, and I'm going to have 75 questions about it.
My bad.
Usually it happens at 58. This time it happened at 26.
Right.
2 minutes before we have to do something else.
All right.
Okay. Can we play the greatest hit of all time?
The other country song. Or the country song. The other concert coming to Kansas City. They're back. They are back. They are touring. You know, we talked about boy bands last Friday.
So I have to tell you, I'm going to the Kansas State Fair for the very first time this year.
Oh, in Hutchinson.
Yes, in Hutchinson.
Oh, that's cool.
And I am going to see family that lives down there. And I was looking at the Kansas State Fair concert schedule. And there was nothing about that schedule that made me think, I need to go and see it. I can just go anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Hanson's playing there on September 14th.
Hey!
That was not enough. I remember looking at that going, yeah, that's fine. I don't really need to see that. So they're coming here November 9th for a concert at Harrah's North Kansas City.
So
which is a venue I've never been to.
I've only been there for the Michael Jackson impersonator show.
Okay.
And it's a... God, what is the Voodoo Lounge? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I believe that's Voodoo. It doesn't say that in the story, but I don't know what else they would have there.
Okay. Let's see.
So November 9th. Tickets go on sale August 16th, so this Friday, on Ticketmaster.
Let's see how many people can fit in that thing.
And along with the concert, the band is going to host a meet and greet with fans, and Taylor Hanson, who is the middle child, will DJ a set for an after party.
Oh, okay. one of the Hanson brothers is a DJ.
Yep.
Of course he is.
So
Voodoo Lounge.
He's the one that has six kids.
1,200 people can fit in that venue.
Okay.
I bet it sells out.
I have to tell you, the Hanson brothers have a lot of children between them.
Yes, they do.
They all got married really young,
mm-hmm.
and they all had a bunch of kids. Taylor Hanson's got six. Zach Hanson has four. Isaac Hanson has three.
It's a lot.
A lot of them between them.
A lot of kids.
That is November 9th, if you want to go check that out.
All right, that concludes
our State Fair.
Our Lil Nas X conversation.
I got to go look and see what Billy Ray Cyrus is up to now.
He's just riding the Lil Nas X train right now.
Riding that Maserati around,
right,
I'll tell you that
exactly.
Much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.